Over the past 20 years, there have been many well-designed prospective studies using positive lenses to attempt to retard myopia progression in children. However, bifocals and progressives have not been proven to be very effective myopia control treatments. There have been studies indicating that children with near esophoria may benefit more from bifocal and progressive lens wear. Kalming also reported that progressive lenses have greater anti-myopia effect in children with larger lag combined with esophoria, but not with esophoria alone. We hypothesized that myopic children who can achieve oculomotor equilibrium, as advocated by the oculomotor interactive model, would benefit the most from near addition lenses. We have shown that incorporating Bayesian prism along with near addition for myopic children with esophoria could reduce the positive lens-induced oculomotor imbalance. Here, we investigate the effect of incorporating near Bayesian prism along with near ed on myopia progression. This paper presents the baseline two-year outcome measurements of psychoplegic autorefraction, an axial link of a randomized prospective clinical trial of a single vision group, a bifocal group, and a prismatic bifocal group. The inclusion criteria of this study were comparable to that of previous bifocal and progressive studies, except that this study recruited only children with myopia progression of at least minus 0.5 diopter per year. Measurements, psychoplegic autorefractions were determined 30 minutes after instillation of two drops of cyclopentolate 1%, with 5 minutes between instillations. Myopia progression was calculated as the difference between mean spherical equivalent at baseline visit and subsequent half-yearly visits for 2 years. Axial lengths were measured by ultrasound, ultrasonography, following topical anesthesia with one drop of Lkane 0.5%. Axial elongation was calculated as the difference between the mean axial length at baseline and subsequent half-yearly visits for 2 years. Objective methods were used to prevent bias of the unmasked examiner. The lens we used is an executive bifocal made with polycarbonates supplied by Essilor Canada. There were two designs. A conventional executive bifocal with an ed power of plus 1.5 diopter, an executive bifocal with power of plus 1.5 diopter incorporated with 3 prism diopter Bayesian prism on each lens, giving a total of 6 prism diopter Bayesian prism. The bifocal segment height was set at 2 mm above lower limbus to ensure the children used the near zoom of the lens for near vision. The distance prescription was changed if the spherical equivalent of the subjective refraction changed by minus 0.5 diopter in either eye. Compliance was of great importance to truly study the treatment effect of bifocals. This picture shows you one of the subjects with the bifocal which sits low after 6 months of wear. The spectacles had to be adjusted higher to ensure compliance. This is the flow diagram of the study. 150 children were enrolled and equally randomized to three groups, 41 in the control group and 48 in the bifocal group, and 46 in the prismatic bifocal group received allocation. The loss to follow-up was 3 in the control, 0 in the bifocal, and 1 in the prismatic bifocal group. The method to deal with subject loss was the loss progression information. The baseline characteristic of children by treatment group after randomization is shown in here. Of all the baseline characteristics, only axial length and lack of accommodations show a significant difference among groups. But the analysis of covariance found that the unbalanced axial length and lack of baseline had no significant effect on the treatment effect estimate. This is the change of refraction from baseline to 2 years in half-yearly intervals. In 2 years, the myopia progression was minus 1.55 diopter for the control, minus 0.96 diopter for the bifocal, and minus 0.7 diopter for the prismatic bifocal groups. Compared to the control group, bifocal control minus 0.59 diopter, and prismatic bifocal control 0.85 diopter. The prismatic bifocal controlled 0.2 sig diopter more than the bifocal, but the difference was not highly significant. This is the change of axial length from baseline to 2 years in half-yearly intervals. In 2 years, the change of axial length was 0.62 mm for the control, 0.41 mm for both bifocal groups in 2 years. Compared to the control group, both bifocal and prismatic bifocals controlled increase in axial length by 2.5.21 mm. There was no difference between the bifocal and the prismatic bifocal groups. Of all the baseline characteristics tested as covariates, male children, children with greater initial myopia progression, and younger age children had greater 2-year myopia progression. Adjusting to these three covariates strengthened the treatment effect of prismatic bifocal compared to the bifocal group. The baseline characteristics were further tested for interaction with treatment to study possible differential effect of bifocals on different levels of covariates. A median split method was used to divide age, initial myopia progression, baseline myopia, lag, and close work. Gender was analyzed as male and female. Neophoria was analyzed as orthophoria, isophoria, exophoria. And this is the result of the interaction analysis. Of all the covariates tested in the interaction analysis, only the lack of accommodation shows some evidence of interaction with treatment effect. Therefore, the lag was further analyzed as high and low lag subgroups. It shows the treatment effect of bifocal and prismatic bifocal in children with high and low lag. For children with high lack of accommodation, both bifocal and prismatic bifocal has a significant myopia control effect of 0.9 diopter, as shown here on your left, compared to the control group, but the difference of 0.04 diopter between the two bifocal groups was not significant. For children with lower lag, bifocal had a control of 0.28 diopter compared to the control group, and the difference was not significant. In contrast, prismatic bifocal show a stronger and significant myopia control effect of 0.77 diopter. Which is on your right-hand side. The difference of 0.49 diopter between the two bifocal groups was significant. And how about phoria? This is the treatment effect in children with different near phoria. At the first glance, prismatic bifocal appeared to have a stronger myopia control effect than bifocal for all near phoria conditions. However, prismatic bifocal only show a weak evidence of greater myopia control of 0.33 diopter for children with orthophoria, which is in the middle bar. For children with isophoria and exophoria, the greater myopia control effect was not significant. Therefore, the myopia control effect of prismatic bifocal was similar to or slightly better than bifocal with respect to all near phoria conditions. And the near phoria did not interact with treatment. So the results from the interaction analysis showed that the lack of accommodation was the only baseline characteristics of significance in interacting with treatment effect. The analysis of the differential effect of bifocal on the lag subgroup showed that bifocal alone were only effective for children with high lag. In contrast, prismatic bifocals were effective for myopic children regardless of the amount of lag. In conclusion, this study showed that bifocals and prismatic bifocals can control myopia in some children with high myopia progression. The baseline lack of accommodation was a strong determinant of the success of bifocal in controlling myopia. Standard bifocals were only effective for children with a high accommodation lag. For children with a low lag of accommodation, prismatic bifocals produce superior myopia control effect. Thank you.